With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at Kraft Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Sports Junkies and home of the five-star technician. They're online at kraftmetcalf.com. JP Cakes, Fish, and EB, that is the foursome. You want to get in touch with us, you can call us at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Just dawned on me, isn't your pebble trip coming up?
It's coming up October 16th.
Oh, that's a month away.
That's about 5 weeks away.
Yeah, it's coming.
For 4 days. And I actually have, man, Mike Scott's just pummeling people in this video.
It's a crazy.
You got to be nuts to go after Mike Scott unless you have about 10 guys behind
you. For people that don't know, Mike Scott, who formerly played for the Wizards a few years ago, and now is an active member of the Philadelphia 76ers. Was that a tailgate before the Skins-Eagles game outside the Link, and he was wearing a Redskins jersey, and we all know that Eagles fans do not take well to people wearing opposing colors at tailgates or in the stadium. He's in a wild brawl with a bunch of Eagles fans out of the parking lot, and he plays for the Sixers.
Well, look like with the F-Lot crew, the guy had a green T-shirt.
The F-Lot crew, this one short, fat, bald guy.
Yeah. I don't think it took much to drop that guy. The guy just pushed him off balance.
Well, he just grabbed him and just threw him to the ground.
But
why would, obviously these guys are hammered, but why would you ever go after Mike Scott, who's 6'8", and just jacked?
Well, they're thugs from Philly.
They're idiots. I know.
And
bunch of Angelo Cataldi fans.
He plays for your basketball team in your city.
Yeah.
He plays for the Sixers.
That's why they have a jail at the stadium, or at least they did at the old one.
Yeah, I don't think they do it at the new spot, but yes, they used to at the vet. I mean, that's just crazy that you're going to attack somebody that plays for your own NBA team. Just because he's repping the Redskins.
It's a terrible city. I'm sorry.
I totally agree.
I don't have to tell you. I mean, I like the little, where I go to eat with that, what that thing
Center
is.
City?
No. There's something there in downtown Philly that I like where all the people go.
There are spots that are nice.
Whatever. It's basically a dump. terrible people.
Look, I lived outside.
We got a couple of good sports teams, though.
I lived outside of the main city for 3 years when I went to Temple, but I did not hang out in most of the area of Philadelphia.
Reading Market is what I'm talking about.
By the way, I hope the Terps go in and boat race Temple this weekend.
So do I. Just smash them. So do I.
I'm about taking the Terps for my Survivor, but I'm going to save them for later. Hopefully, that's Mike on the ass.
Now you've got to, you're puffing your chest out with the Terps.
I still think they've got some poo-poos on the schedule.
They probably got some beatable squads. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, they can beat a team like Minnesota. I'm not sure if they're playing Minnesota at home.
Indiana.
They got Indiana at home.
But are you
Indiana won't be easy. But
Jason, will you wear, because you're a diehard Red Sox fan, would you wear, I mean, maybe it's not the same in baseball, but would you wear your Red Sox up to, like, heart of Yankee Stadium? Like, will you wear it anywhere?
I did.
Yeah. And it's no big deal? People, they give you a hard time?
I went to Yankee Stadium. God, what year was this? It was after they'd won the first World Series, 04. Let's call it 07, 06, 07. Yeah, I wore a jersey to Yankee Stadium.
What, they were playing a World Series against the Phillies. Would you wear your Red Sox gear to the Phillies?
Absolutely.
You would?
Because I wouldn't be the only guy. If the Red Sox were playing the Phillies in the World Series, I mean, half the stadium would be wearing Red Sox gear.
I just can't imagine that level of venom inside a venue or outside, if it's at a tailgate, for somebody wearing the opposing colors. Because here in D.C., we roll out the red carpet for you for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want to come in with another jersey? Come on in.
Wait, we act with dignity. We act.
Right.
That's kind of how you're supposed to be, Cakes.
Right.
I don't know if it's dignity or apathy.
Well, it's probably a mixture of the two.
Well, you're not supposed to attack people.
You know what?
We live in a civilized culture. We don't.
It's supposed to be okay. I thought we lived in a country where it's okay if you think.
If you have a different opinion.
Yeah, if you disagree.
No, not anymore. Yeah, if you have a different political opinion, or if you have a different, if you wear a different jersey, you just get beat up now.
I guess.
If you wear a hat, that people don't like the slogan of.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be beat up.
Or the color of. And you're the color red.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's our country's going to hell.
Yeah.
I think that's quite overstated. It doesn't happen
at all. That's generally what happens,
sure.
Hey, real quick, we're talking about golf. All right, so I am going to Pebble. That's legit. Remember, I was invited to play Augusta.
Yes.
The week after the Masters.
What a life.
All right.
It was a listener who happens to be a caddy.
He's a caddy, and he said,
I need that caddy's name. I mean, it's written up immediately.
And he said, I'm going to get you on Augusta the week after the Masters.
Right.
He said, you can't bring anybody.
Right.
It's just going to be me and you, and he's another caddy buddy of his and another guy.
He's going to hook you up with a member.
I said, fine. No, we're not even going to play with a member.
Oh, really?
He's on a day's clothes.
It's two caddies, and the caddies, I guess, were able to bring a friend.
Probably on a day's clothes.
I think I was supposed to be a family member. And I was all, I haven't made my plans yet, but he says, I'll get back in touch
mentally
with you.
Mentally, you were psyched.
I was in.
Of course.
Well, I got an email from him. This is the second time I've been duped on an Augusta.
Oh,
we were duped, remember?
Uh-huh. Like 20 years ago, yes.
Got an email, I don't know, Sunday or Monday. Guy said, someone from Augusta heard me call in. I don't know how that's possible.
How is that? Radio.com.
So he said a member heard me. He said either a member or another caddy heard me call in and invite you to Augusta. And he told the club president. And now.
Oh, what? What a narc.
Did that guy drop his name?
Why is that guy narking?
He used a fake name. I remember.
Okay. So
you ratted him out?
I don't know what to believe. But anyway, now I'm not playing Augusta.
Why do people
I'm not surprised because everybody hears everything. And it didn't have to be that person listening. Correct. It just word gets to.
I mean, how disappointed was I yesterday when I got this email?
More importantly, don't narc on other people. Can we do?
I don't know.
Can we do that as a society?
Yeah, I get it. But what are the chances of that? I didn't know if he used his real name or his fake name. But someone heard from Augusta, and they got back to someone at Augusta, and I'm not playing Augusta.
They connected the dots.
Here's this is for listeners.
Unbelievable.
If you have some sort of connect like that, don't call in. Text on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine.
Correct.
Which Jason likes to call the vibe machine, and then you can keep that off the radar.
Yeah,
and
just say this. All you got to say is, don't tell anybody.
Right.
All right?
Hey.
Don't say anything on the air that I'm invited you to Augusta. Just, here's the date.
Right.
Get down here, and we'll play.
I have a silver lining.
He called into the show and invited me publicly. Obviously, we're talking about
Jake,
it.
Jake, he knows the silver lining.
I think so.
Renditions.
Yeah. Anyway, that ruined my day.
You can go play Amen Corner.
He and I played Amen Corner twice this year.
Right.
I thought I was going to play Pebble and Augusta.
I didn't play it well.
In about a seven-month period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I think you're at a par, though, where Norman hit one of the bushes.
I can't remember.
No, these alias, Ricky. Nobody calls it. You get thrown off the broadcast or call it the bushes.
Sorry.
Come on. He just knows nothing about God.
I mean, when I went over 12, the par 3, into the bushes.
Into the bushes, right.
I hit it literally into the bushes, and I took a marginal relief and chipped on him. I don't know if I'd
par. Okay, maybe your par was the other hole.
So that's just, by the way, that's the second time I've been duped on Augusta.
Yeah. No, I birdied the... the TPC. So.
Gotcha. Well, we used to get duped all the time. Yeah. The biggest dupe job in the history of the junkies was some guy who claimed he was a TV producer. Really? And he showed up actually with another guy. And I remember we met.
He showed
in
up
Fairfax.
In a Ferrari.
Yeah, he showed up with a Ferrari or some sort of fancy car.
About a TV show.
And he met upstairs. We had, at the time in Fairfax, an office. And just at the very end of the meeting, you know, it all sounded great. I said, can I have your business card? And he didn't have one. And at that time, business cards were big. That's pre-cell phones.
He was wearing the worst slacks and like a blazer combo, like a stain on his tie.
I actually think that guy was connected to some things, but was kind of like a big talker. Because there's no reason for him to waste his time like that. I think he was connected to some things, but he was.
Some people are into that.
Some guys are big idea guys.
Some people are catfish
guys. One out of 100 hit.
Yeah, I can't remember. We were meeting with the guy upstairs in the business, you know, whatever that meeting room was. Mm-hmm.
Well, it used to be our office at one point.
Yeah. And that's right. We would do show prep up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked
out. A lot of adult content.
I looked outside and I saw a Ferrari. I said, this guy's legit.
Yeah, this guy's
boy, rented
all
it.
All business.
I know. I didn't rented it for the day, probably.
Yeah.
Or maybe for an hour.
But still, it's expensive to rent a Ferrari. I mean.
But he didn't have a silly email address. He didn't have his business card. You know what I mean? Like, if the email address was ESPN at the end of it or something legit that sounded like a production company, you could have Googled it and looked it up at the time. And
you know what he had? He had a briefcase filled with lies and false promises. That's what he had.
People are weird.
We were just Hey, I wanted to bring up this story real quick. Definitely a negative story. And you guys brought up one kind of similar. When you have an 84-year-old woman who's murdered by Kawhi Leonard's sister. Can you believe this? Kawhi Leonard's sister was at a casino, and she had an accomplice with her.
Yeah.
And I guess this 84-year-old woman probably had won some money in front of them because they stole $1,200 from her purse, but they pummeled her in the bathroom. 84 years old.
Pummeled her and took the money?
Took the money and the purse.
And then that killed her.
It proves that Kawhi Leonard's sister is one of the stupidest people on the planet because there are 1 million cameras in every single casino that you walk into.
Yeah.
In the United States, at least.
Are they allowed to have them in the bathroom, though? I mean, I guess you can see you walking in.
Yeah. I mean, if you commit any sort of crime in a casino, you're just a big dum-dum because you're going to get caught. Your face is going to be on multiple cameras. You're going to get tracked down. It's the dumbest thing ever.
There's no way she's thinking about that. First of all, I can't imagine she's got a close relationship with Kawhi.
Might be a half-sister. Kenesha Williams
because
is her
name. Did, she doesn't have to, you know, murder some woman for her money. She's getting taken care of by Kawhi. There's no chance they're close.
I mean,
yeah, what about John Wall's nephew or whatever, or cousin or whatever, who was living with him?
Yeah, well, but he didn't knock someone off because
of money.
He didn't steal money.
With his cash.
But you can make bad decisions, is his point. Yeah. If the bad decisions is in you, it's hard to change.
Yeah, but I would still bet that they're not very close.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I don't know. I don't know if I would think it was less bad if it was a 50-year-old. Probably. An 84-year-old
woman? The person was murdered?
Yes.
I mean, it shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter. But to me, it's
I think if you murder 84-year-old,
when you're knocking off an
you don't get as
person.
Much time as if you murder like a 25-year-old.
Oh, I think I don't know. I don't know if the judge is going to just give you a pass.
I think you could skate on that one. You get like 10 years, not 40.
Oh, I don't think so.
84-year-old.
I'm telling you, I think you dog off someone near death.
My point is
taken into account.
An 84-year-old is more defenseless. Is my point.
I'm telling you.
I think it's more evil to take down the 84-year-old.
Of course, it's horrible. But you get a little bit and say, look. Probably won't end another year anyway. I mean, come on.
People are grasping.
You just hastened it.
Sometimes guys will go and rob like the poker cage at the Bellagio at gunpoint.
Oh yeah.
Grab the money and then run out of the casino and hop on a motorcycle and think they're not going to get caught.
Yeah, they're desperate.
They always get caught.
Desperate and stupid.
Yep. Did they catch the last guy that did that at the Bellagio? Or did one of those guys that was in there a shootout or something? Remember, because then he did like
shoot out
a carjacking
in the
parking
lot. Valet.
Yeah.
What I don't get are
it was going down. What I don't get are the.
Can you imagine being there?
The robbers who will rob a bank without a mask. Just go in there.
Not walk on the teller with a post-it note. It says, "Give me all the money." I'm shocked by that.
By the way, speaking of John Wall's cousin, who was arrested on road rage because he paralyzed him.
Mooney B. Clutch. Thomas C. Mooney, Esquire.
Right. Yep. Mooney B. Clutch is going to rep John Wall's cousin.
I was wondering. Well, we're talking about it off air. Do you take a case knowing you're going to stone cold lose it?
Somebody has to represent him.
Yes.
Fine to represent him. Okay. But like, I would just think like, God, do I want all these losses on my resume? I'll let somebody else.
Is the money green?
Hey, he's the money.
He's
got to
pay that Georgia out of state tuition.
Thomas C. Mooney has two daughters at the University of Georgia. Yeah. I'm guessing that's about $60,000
easy
a year.
Yeah,
he's got a kid at Gonzaga.
Yeah, but he's got money. He's got plenty of it.
Right, because he takes cases like this.
Yeah, but he gets a lot of them off though. This one in
Mooney
the final,
clutch.
He gets a lot of them off. This is gonna be a tough one.
It might be a tough one.
All right, phone number is
800-636-1067
if you want to chime in. Coming up next, we'll open up the entertainment page, touch on the Hollywood, the music scene, get the latest celebrity scoop from EB.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just a heads up, Junkies pregame show this week before the Redskins take on the Dallas Cowboys kicks off 11 a.m. on Sunday at Glory Days Grill in Alexandria.
Very good.
Had a great time out in Burke, hanging out. A lot of people came by. I watched the first quarter there.
Mm-hmm. And I watched about the same.
To do Redskins Overtime Live now on NBC Sports Washington with Travis Thomas and DeQuell Jackson this season. So I can't stay for the whole game, but had a good time. We'll be at Alexandria's Glory Days Grill this week.
Yes, we'll see you out and about.
You work hard on Sundays.
He's grinding.
Watching a game. Well, I mean, no, it's a lot of time.
But I'm saying you're traveling because you got to travel to the pregame.
I mean, it's an all-day thing.
And then I don't know where you go after that. Do you go home? I guess you go home.
I usually go home because I don't. The Redskins Overtime Live is
like an hour after
the game, Redskins so I can get home and then kind of just chill on my couch, watch the rest of the game, and then head on over to Bethesda to do the post game.
Because
I actually went over to Bethesda around the third quarter.
JD and Tana and B. Mitch and who's the other
Julie.
One?
And,
Julie Donaldson.
Okay.
I call her JD. My girl. But who's the fourth?
Trevor Maddox.
Oh, Trevor. They do Redskins post game for is that an hour?
It's an hour.
Yeah. And then come out
on
after that.
They throw in some of the locker room stuff, and then we do the show with J.P. Finley as well, jumps on.
Yep. I watched a little bit of it. It's good.
New set this year.
Love NBC Sports Washington. Oh, really?
Yes, got to throw in some Terps love with DeQuell.
Ah, very good.
Which stage area is it where the set
is? It's the big stage area, but they brought in... I don't know if you call it a beer barrel, I guess. They brought in kind of this beer barrel, and it's a nice
It's
background.
On the right or the left when you walk in. This is very inside.
To the left.
You walk into the left.
When you walk in, it's to the left.
Oh, okay.
Radio insider.
But last year, they did it in kind of the hallway area. They were doing shows in kind of the hallway with that vibe.
That nub studio.
Yes. No, that wasn't even a studio.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Right, right, right.
They were doing it where you walk in the main
hallway.
Doors
yeah, yeah.
in the hallway with the cubes.
Right. But then they have that nub studio in
Correct.
There, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Where we did whatever it was, Monday Night Weekly or whatever the hell.
Geico Football Central.
What was it? Geico Football Central.
I think it was
Central.
Called Geico Football Central.
Oh, that's not where you guys do it?
No.
You do it in the big, the real big studio.
Correct.
The mothership.
But off to the
where,
left.
Where we did it for, we did it a couple times from that real big
we
studio.
We did some things there, yeah. Definitely. And we used to tape the old Washington Post Live back there.
I believe we interviewed DJ Durkin from there.
Yes,
remember?
We did. Yes, we did. DJ.
I thought we did it from the Nub Studio. We did that from
the big
silly.
Some reason I remember. And
it was
we did,
so inside.
And
cares.
We did the DeMatha versus Roosevelt.
Now that I
it's
remember.
Academic, whatever the heck it was called.
That I remember. I believe the Stags won that one.
You did. You won.
I got the
Kardashian question.
I got the Fortney Kardashian right. I think was who was the oldest Kardashian. Cakes whiffed.
Yeah, I whiffed on that.
I think actually technically I whiffed.
That was silly.
Either
right,
way.
So right anyways, up good old EB's wheelhouse.
So you work very hard on Sundays.
Yeah.
Props to you.
Not digging ditches. Watching the Redskins.
No, that's true. It's not digging ditches, but compared to the usual work that we do, you're working hard.
Oh, yeah. Sunday's a chill day. I like to chill.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, we go to Glory Days Grill. We are working, but we're talking about the same thing that we've talked about all week long, and they're feeding us, and we have guests on the show.
Yeah, and we get paid.
That's true. That's why.
JP's getting paid twice on Sunday.
He makes like $3,000 extra.
He's making it like a bandit on Sundays, that guy.
Can we get in the world of Hollywood and entertainment? Stop talking about our side gigs. Nobody cares. But they do care about my yogurt.
People care.
I don't get that
side for the
smell of the yogurt.
From all the side gigs came up because we're going to be in Alexandria's Glory Days Grill. People do care about that.
The odor of the, like I can eat yogurt, but the smell of it from afar, it's just kind of tilting.
Well,
you've been eating a lot today.
Had your, been eating Skinny Pop,
right?
Oatmeal, yogurt.
I mean, nothing's.
It's probably about 600 calories already. I probably need to run home.
600 is nothing.
You haven't even started the day. It's not even 10.
What are you talking about? You've been up for 5+ hours.
Viewers of Jeopardy are thrilled. Alex Trebek is back.
Good.
He's there to host season 36. He's 79.
Is he cancer free?
I don't think so. But he did complete his treatment. Of course, he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer, where literally the survival rate or cure, there is no cure. I think like 9% live a certain few years or something.
Awesome.
But
how old is he?
He's 79.
But they say, he said in May, remember, that he was having a great response and that the doctor said they hadn't seen this kind of positive result in their memory. Some of the tumors had already shrunk by more than 50%. So very positive.
Do they have somebody on tap who's going to be the Alex Trebek replacement? Because that show will go on.
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody's going to make a ton of money.
It's certainly not public. I mean, they have somebody.
The donk comedian took over for Bob Barker. He's been doing it for years.
Oh, Drew Carey.
By the way, I would definitely like to be part of the Price is Right at MGM National Harbor.
Well, you can definitely do that,
100%.
You can definitely make that happen. We know some people at MGM National Harbor.
I'm getting over there.
I think you should do it.
Hold on. You want to be selected?
Yes. I want to come on down. Why not?
Oh, I know you want to, but there are a lot of donks. You can't just... That affects the integrity of the
you
game.
You can be in the crowd.
Yeah.
Cakes finds the lucky table. I'd like to be the lucky contestant.
They definitely rigged that.
That's all above board.
When they pull the names.
They have pre-interviews and everything.
Yeah, they pre-interview. Yeah. So it's rigged.
Rigging
it. They're picking the people with personality. It's
I'm
not
grasping.
Random. There's no randomness to it.
I'll wear a goofy costume, whatever you have to do.
I wear a chicken suit.
Right. I think that's on that other show. Let's make a deal.
Yeah.
Price is Right. A lot of times they would have, like, this is back in the day when Bob Barker was there, like, I want to kiss Bob Barker or something like that.
Right.
You know, I can wear the Ice for Geist t-shirt.
Yes.
They're like, why are you wearing Ice for Geist? Because he always needs ice.
He's always in that tent on the sideline.
JP,
that's why.
Then you're not allowed to give anyone crap about wanting attention dollars if you're trying to go on The Price is Right.
That's not attention dollars. I want the RDs, the real dollars.
He doesn't. It's
real. I don't care about the
attention
dollars.
He wants to win the money.
You need a refrigerator that bad?
No. They win like $50,000
on
the
show.
He wants
cash,
Ricky.
They win prizes.
Yeah, unless you play Plinko, that's the only thing.
You think those people don't sell the cars they win?
That's true. You can sell all the
cars. Of course, they sell it.
Sell the trip.
Sell. Just like Jim Cramer says.
Listen, I'm with them. I'm sized
all right, well,
the price.
Well, then JP's not allowed to give Eric crap for asking for stuff ever again.
Am I asking for anything?
You just asked to be a contestant.
He asks for stuff all the time. Everybody does.
Why are you guys so bitter about
that? I'm not. I want to be on the show, too. I'm team JP on this one.
Get a ball.
All four of you.
You know why? Because it's a game show. I think I could win.
Hey, JP.
It's not like Jeopardy. There's no knowledge to it.
You don't have to face James Holmes.
Like, I couldn't even do Wheel of Fortune. It would be too hard.
Those puzzles are butt easy.
Well, I don't
they
watch
tricked
it.
Him up, though, now. It used to be pretty straightforward. Now it'll be like, what is it, like before and after? They have different
bits. Like fifth grade level. I mean, those are pretty simple. It's straightforward.
Compared to Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. All right, let me give you a couple other stories here.
So Alex is going to be his 36th
season of Jeopardy. It's 79. So, you know. Keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Hopefully he can survive a long, long time.
My mother would have done anything for 10 more years.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Right? Amazing. I bet everything in the world he's not going to make 10 years. Maybe if he can make two, that would be crazy. But even your mother would take two. Yeah.
I'm saying he's 79. My mother was 69.
Yeah. Right. Britney Spears' father has stepped down at least temporarily as her conservator. She can now go out run wild, I think.
Oh, she can spend like a madman?
He's been her conservator for 11 years, and they basically have her on a budget.
Yeah.
You know, she can go, you know, buy groceries. She can, you know, maybe buy her kids some backpacks.
Can you do a story?
But I don't think she can go out there and buy like a Lamborghini if she wants one.
Did you do a story recently that she's walked away from performing?
Well, there was a period of time there where he was in ill health. And he says he wants to step aside for personal health reasons.
Because quit performing.
Well,
Britney.
That was the reason.
Ah.
Because he was in, and they thought he might lose. He might go. Right? And so she was worried about his health. His, like, intestines exploded or something weird happened. And so they were trying to put him back together.
And I can't believe I know this, but maybe it's because I actually listened to the EP. She only has 30% custody of her kids now, so she has more free time.
Right. But part of it is, I think the father was Jamie Spears, the grandfather now, was accused of assaulting one of the kids. I think he shook one of the kids.
So
and Kevin Federline went to court, and he filed some sort of restraining order or whatever.
I can't believe you know Britney's granddad's name.
Who, Jamie Spears? Yeah. It's in the news. I'm an EP
it's just
guru.
Funny that you know
I thought
his
Jamie
name.
Was the sister.
He also knows
Jamie
Randy
Lynn.
Spears.
Isn't that the sister?
Okay, but the father's name is Jamie.
Oh, okay.
He's definitely more intimately familiar with Randy Spears than Britney.
Randy Spears. Is that? I remember Randy West.
You know
Randy Spears. I don't know as well as I know Randy West.
Maybe I'm botching, but I'm pretty sure there was a Randy Spears.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Now he's going down the wormhole.
Now I'm gonna have to Google.
Now he's got
to
figure it
Funny
out.
Funny how you know who Randy Spears is over there, Rick. Oh yeah, I know. I've seen that dog.
We all look familiar.
Dude, he's 58
he
now.
He's definitely on a lot of the tapes in the JanSport bag.
Oh yeah.
I mean, right in that era.
I've seen that dude 7 billion times. It's so terrible.
Sad.
It is sad. How come the young guys now, nobody knows who they are? They're just a dime a dozen now. Although people know James Dean. You know James Dean.
Probably because back then there were just a handful of guys. It wasn't
same
website.
Guy, the old guys.
Just, you know, there were at one point, did they do them on film?
You know what? We're in Pete's wheelhouse right now.
Yes.
By the way, Pete on the call for the Nationals tonight.
Ooh, very good.
He's flying to Minnesota.
Pete can weave in a Randy Spears or Randy West reference on the broadcast.
Not if he
tonight.
Wants to do another Nats broadcast in his lifetime. I wouldn't think.
That would be brilliant.
Hold on. So he's doing his gig and he's flying out to Minnesota for the game tonight.
Yes.
That's a grind.
I wondered why Pete was in such a great mood this week. He was in a
he
really,
filled in
really
for
good
us. Well, that's one reason.
Yeah, he likes that.
For a half hour, and then he's doing the game.
Well,
tonight.
Also on Mondays, he does the little recap in the 5 a.m. hour.
He loves it.
So, yeah. And they get no one, I mean no one, likes being on the air more than Pete Medhurst.
Nobody that I know.
I mean, all we want to do is get out of being on
believe
the air.
Believe his Monday yes. bit is his Washington football wake-up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe that's the name of it. Yes.
Yeah, 5 a.m.
It's a
hour.
Good listen after Skins
and
games.
Then he gets to, you know, I mean, who wouldn't love calling Nats games.
That's great.
Gets to do that for how many? Does he get to do it for three?
Yeah, I believe it's a three-game set.
Three-game set. Very nice. And
by the way, the Nationals, just brief aside, have lost their last two series. I don't know if anybody's concerned about it, but they've lost their last two.
Not that concerned about it, but, I mean, nobody should be.
I would only be concerned about it if they were losing the wild card lead because of it.
Right. They still have, overall, I think, a 4.5-game lead in the wild card. So you don't want to keep losing, but eventually they're going to. Only the Braves never get cold. Right, but
Braves.
Eventually the
Braves
Nats were going to get—they were going to run it through a cold spell or two. So,
who's pitching tonight?
Natural
Sanchez.
Sanchez, okay. They got, and Strassi's pitching second game, correct? So they got Sanchez and Strassi pitching, and is Corbin pitching the third?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it. I've kind of been.
It's funny with you because we were all Nats for basically all summer.
Well, I was out of town too. I was out of town for the Braves series. I was out of town, and then the Skins played. And right. So they're just, you know, I get back in tonight. I'll get back in tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Last but not least, nobody is surprised. Bobby Brown cakes taken off a plane, JetBlue, removed from the aircraft prior to departure after crew members observed indications of intoxication. But he was not arrested. He was offered a seat on a later flight. He declined. It was issued a refund.
Later after he detoxed.
Well, no, I guess. Yeah, maybe in a couple hours. Yeah. But they say he wasn't disruptive. He didn't interfere with the flight crew or anything. But he did admit to drinking before boarding. And they just decided, you know
it's
what?
It's called pulling a squirrel.
Exactly.
Squirrel move. Get hammered before you even get on the plane.
So did he have to get on a wheelchair?
No. That's only squirrel. Did Pastry ever get wheeled off one of those?
No, I think it was a squirrel.
I think they had to rush him to the hospital for his Yellow Jackets or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he had 100 Red Bulls, I think. His heart was palpitating.
Called his wife, told her he thinks this was the big one.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to die right there.
He told her all the money was and everything.
Some guys just cannot handle Vegas. They can't do it.
Yeah. Squirrel and Pastry.
Right.
So funny.
Squirrel finally get over his fear of going to the bathroom in public. I still remember years ago, I think it was for Horsey's bachelor party. Mm-hmm. He would have to leave the bar to go to his own hotel room.
Yeah.
We're going to go there.
By the way, that happened with Skippy, too. When we were out there, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Did you think he was dying?
It was Skippy and Horsey and I.
He'd have a panic attack.
And we got hooked up from the good people at the Palm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Man, Jeff Phillips set up a dinner at
Is
the Palm.
Is Jeff still at the Palm? No.
No, he retired.
Oh. And no wonder I haven't heard that name in 3 or 4 years.
But he set up a dinner at the Palm in Caesars, I think.
Okay.
There's one in Caesars.
Yep.
And Skippy had a vodka Red Bull before. And we sat down at the table, and the waiter came over and saying, whatever you guys want, it's on the house. Skippy said, I got to go. So he had to walk all the way back to the room.
Okay.
Because he was shaking. He couldn't handle it.
Thought his heart was going to explode.
Yeah, he thought he was going to die right there at the
Palm. Oh, he had a panic attack.
He had a panic attack. And right. So it was just Horsey and I enjoying the dinner.
That's embarrassing.
Our friends can't handle Red Bull.
Yeah, they just can't. Embarrassing.
All right, if you want to chime in or anything, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Remember, if you're out of market, put radio.com on your phone, download it, and listen to The Junks or Grant and Danny or Chad Dukes versus the World. Anywhere in the good old US of A, radio.com. Download it today.
All right, can I throw out a question for you that I was pondering?
Sure.
Now, I'm the only one that was pondering it because I'm the only Redskins fan here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was driving home going, if I could wave a magic wand, because we were so, like that game, we could have won that game in a lot of ways, right? Obviously, we fell apart. But, you know, when you consider, okay, it was a garbage drive there at the end, I get it. But do you think if you could make wave a magic wand and make one of those plays that Philly made disappear, or make, say, the Terry McLaurin, wave your magic wand and say, okay, Case hits McLaurin for that touchdown, do the Skins actually win that game?
Easy one is I would wave the magic wand and Case Keenum would connect with McLaurin, which would give the Redskins the lead then. I don't think necessarily the Redskins hold on to win the game, but it definitely stymies momentum.
I think the one I do is I wave the magic wand and I hold third and 10 from the 49, the first Deshaun touchdown, which hold them there. Peterson goes for fourth downs all the time. I don't think he's going to go for fourth and 10, right, midfield. They punt. We're still up 17-0. Let's say we eventually get the field goal like we did at the end of the half. Now you're up 20-0 at the half. I don't know. They don't have that momentum. They don't have that crowd roar. They're pretty demoralized.
You can make the argument either way. It takes away 7 points.
Yeah. It would have been huge.
I think that could have changed the difference again. If they make one stop, one effing stop on third and 10 at the 49.
Yeah.
I will say this, and I don't think people talk about it enough. It's butt hard to defend a team four downs versus three, which Peterson pressures you all the time.
He likes to go for fourths.
Goes for it all the time. Now, he might not do it on his own 20. You know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's the army.
But he's going to go for it quite a bit, and that puts a ton of pressure on the
defense. Especially when they have a ton of weapons like they do.
But
they
can just
distribute it to anybody.
If McLaurin catches that, it's what, 27-21?
They answer the second Deshaun touchdown right away, and it's a big momentum shift back to the Redskins.
No, I think it would be
27-14.
Let me see.
I thought they were losing.
They were losing at that point.
It was 21-20, wasn't it?
It was 20. Right. I think it was 21-20. Yeah, because they went three and out. It was 21-20.
27-21.
So it would have made it 27-21 or 28-21.
The problem is that they weren't pressuring and they weren't able to make stops, and I'm not sure that would have changed that.
I think in the end, the Eagles were just a better team. I said we can talk about all these different things, and they're all correct. When you talk about the lack of pressure and things like that, it's
sometimes
true.
Inferior team
but
wins.
Over time, generally, the better team wins, and
I think
we've got too much talent.
I think we could have socked it away.
Haven't the Eagles won the last five times they've played the Redskins?
Yes,
correct.
Five, I think it's five.
Five. That's right. 4-0 before it.
Yep. And Wentz seems to own them.
Well, the Redskins really they have trouble when guys break the pocket and create and get the extra 2 or 3 seconds for the receivers to get open.
And that's his specialty.
That's what Wentz does, and that's what Dak does.
What do you think Gruden would like to take away? Maybe the carry where Geist got hurt?
I don't know the carry that Ray got hurt.
I saw somebody posting online where it looked like he broke through the line and he got clipped. Like you could see his leg kind of snap to the left.
Maybe that's it.
But that looked like the play.
Let's go to JaVale and Culpepper. JaVale, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jucks.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you? What's up?
Good, man. Hey, I got to give a shout out to the Eagles fans, man. I was at the game Sunday. Me and a buddy of mine, we got there about 8:30, 9 o'clock, man. And from the moment I stepped on grounds, as soon as I got out of the car, I was heckled. But it was all in good fun, man. I didn't have any negative comments, nothing out of the way. You know, people are jammed up, drinks are flowing. But it was all good, man. I had really good seats in the 100 section, right behind the Eagles bench. And during warm-ups, I happened to be on the end of the field where the skins were warming up. Chatted with Morgan and Josh, and you know, the fans were heckling and the players. I had on a Norman jersey. He came over, talked to me, gave me a ball. I've been to a ton of away venues, but I think it was the best time I've had. And you know, the big thing that stuck out for me is, you know, I saw literally probably three or four other Redskins fans, and the Eagles definitely have a home field advantage, man. And you know, I know Sunday is a little different because the Cowboys are coming to town. But I think it really goes a long way when the fans are behind the team, you know, and I think, you know, the players aren't going to come out and say it. But, you know, when there's a home game at FedEx and, you know, 40-50% of the stands are the opposing team's jersey, man, I think that really definitely has an effect. But as far as the Eagles fans go and all the negativity they've gotten, I didn't have one problem at all. And it was a great time.
All right. Thank you, JaVale.
I went to that stadium a few years ago. My son was an Eagles fan for a moment, and we went to an Eagles game. I had a great time.
It was a much nicer experience. Were you wearing all kinds of skins gear?
No.
I
wore a regular, like, North Face jacket.
I'm not wearing opposing gear to anybody's stadium.
Right, you're not trying to ruffle any feathers.
Nope. That's not my kind of personality.
Oh, you could down in, like,
oh, if it's an
Tampa,
apathetic fan base.
I'm sure you could, but why even bother? It just depends on your personality type.
You're just repping.
Yeah. By the way, we never talked about this yesterday, but what do you make of DeSean Jackson's comments after the game where he said, quote, "We came out and started off slow and struggled, but not one moment in that game I didn't think we were going to come out and win the game. I kept stressing to the boys when we came in the locker room that I've been over there before in that locker room, and I know how they are. I just stressed to my teammates that I felt that at halftime they probably thought they had the game sealed and won."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, he did say that.
He's been in the locker room. I mean,
it's easy to say after a dub.
I think it's more of the talent overall won out, but you know, maybe there's something to it. I mean, there's a lot of new players on the team.
New players, but same coaching
staff.
It's easy to say that
when you win.
I can't imagine Jay Gruden, the coaching staff, said, this game's over.
Right. They didn't think the game was over. No. They knew.
They knew it was a dogfight.
They were doing the math. Wait a second. If we don't get a stop here, it's only going to be a touchdown.
Right.
Yeah, they know. Ugh. Shame. Damn penalties.
By the way, the Dallas line is down to 4.5. Money coming in on Washington.
What did it open at?
I thought it opened at 7.
I thought it did too.
Yeah, I'd have to
is
go.
Is money coming in because now AP is going to be up? Or did that start before AP was announced?
It was down. I think it got bet down to 5 or 4.5
before.
Earlier in the week, yeah.
Right. I don't know. I think it's crazy. I
think it'll slide back up to a 6 or 7 point spread.
Yeah, maybe the Sharpies are waiting for that thing to dip down to 4 or 3.5, and then they're going to jump on it. I don't see the Skins hanging.
It's
going to
be hard with no Jonathan Allen.
10 to 14.
They'll be able to replace guys. AP's is fine running back. If the holes are there.
Plus, there'll be half the fans will be Dallas fans.
But it's going to be hard with no Jonathan Allen.
Yeah,
I mean, season basically collapsed when he went down. I mean. Last year.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Hope Tim settles ready. He's going to see a lot of PT on Sunday.
The guy I'm obsessed with is Sweat.
Yeah.
Because I was so excited about that draft pick. And just haven't seen him.
Why
lot.
Are you worried? I gave you the bold prediction. He's going to have 13.5 sacks this year.
Right.
You're still early in the process.
You're only the biggest jinx in history.
This has proven out over many
years. He
didn't
sniff the quarterback, at least when I was paying attention.
He had one time where he was a little Wentz sidestepped him, and he had Craig Hoffman mentions the one time where he tackled a back, sideline to, like, he'd go sideline to sideline. That's not why he's there. He's there to go get the quarterback. And that speed that we saw sideline to sideline, it hasn't necessarily translated to get in the backfield.
He hasn't played much.
And they run right by him.
That can come around in, week two or three.
Yeah, what if
the irony is Preston Smith had two sacks for the Packers. I know.
I think officially a sack and a half.
That's okay. Typical.
But, but after I buried him, he looked like he was unbelievable.
He'll probably go to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
What if Sweat has two sacks and forces a fumble on Sunday?
Oh,
I bet
he'll be on fire. And the Skins win? Oh, he'll be on fire.
Well, I don't know about the Skins winning, but
if he has two sacks, the Skins are going to win. If he has two sacks, that means
chances will be good, I would think.
Yeah. Just don't see it. I haven't seen it. You know, some guys, you just get your initial vibe.
This week by the Giants?
Like, your vibe on McLaurin is pretty good, right? You said, all you need to see was a little bit, and you went, that guy can play.
When I was watching, he had tons of time to throw.
I mean, and guys, touchdowns.
And guys were wide
I don't think
open.
I don't think Dak was pressured a lot.
But the Giants' defense is poop.
Right.
But, yeah, he was sitting back there and just picking who he wanted to throw to.
Right.
I mean, guys were wide open.
Wait, I know Witten had a touchdown. Did he have anything else? He just had the touchdown.
Look at his numbers. Don't
he had no hair. A lot of people online were pointing out he's got no hair. And when he was calling Monday Night Football games, he had a full hair.
Hey, that's the best of us, JP. Sometimes that just happens. What are you going to do?
Looks like Dak was maybe sacked one time. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grant and Danny, they're coming up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.